If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting, just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
CNR on FSR. Or as we like to call it, Super Fun Time.
Well, I'm going to go Arsenio style.
We're having a super fun time day. Covino and Rich every day, Monday through Friday, I should say.
Yeah.
And, of course, our bonus pod. I'll tell you all about it. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And after the show, our podcast goes up. If you miss any of the show, be sure to check the podcast. Search Covino, C-O-V-I-N-O, Covino and Rich, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast. And like I said, we have a bonus show. Let's rock out.
And live from the TireRack.com studio, like you said. And Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. HISA, implementing comprehensive reforms. And the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge tech to help its athletes stay safe. Learn more at safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Now, what do we learn in the first hour? That it's a rough couple days for blonde grown men.
Yes.
Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason out at CBS.
We get all of our jokes and news updates, courtesy of memes in today's world.
By the way, Boomer, he's doing just fine, signed a big contract, while at the same time he got let go from CBS or moved on from CBS.
Yeah.
Signed a big deal to stay long-term doing mornings at WFAN.
I'll tell you what,
he's been there 20 years.
I wasn't worried about either one of those guys.
Yeah, I think they're
both great
fine.
Guys.
Yeah.
And I say that respectfully. They're great
Boom.
At what they do. They'll be just
Boom.
Fine.
Now, we also learned that everything, whether it's movies, sports, entertainment, TV shows, there's always
the local restaurant, the family dynamic.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Someone said that earlier in passing. I thought more about it. It makes sense. I've been to places where you'd have favorite menu items at a little bar pub. Like, oh, they got great appetizers. And someday you go in and they give you a new menu. And you're like, where's that dip I like? Or where's the specialty burger? Oh, we have a new chef. That could mess up a place.
That chef could have been the heart and soul of that place. The reason you were going. And it just was never the same after that.
So,
and we're not saying that the playoffs, again, aren't going to be great, because they are. But it's the first time since 2005 there's no LeBron, KD, or Curry.
We're talking
in the second round of the playoffs.
We're talking a good 19, 20 years where—
That's a long stretch.
If you're a guy in your 40s, it's been since your 20s. If you're a 20-year-old guy, your whole life you've seen KD, Steph, or LeBron at least make it to the second round of the playoffs.
In 22 years that LeBron hasn't at least advanced to the second round.
That's wild, right? So, again, congrats to the Celtics, the Thunder, the Nuggets for their win last night. Some big games tonight. We'll tell you all about it. Now, we got a lot of people on the phones, man. I know I said light them up.
But, I mean, geez.
But we got to move on. So
you opened up a big old can of worms.
Is there any that you want us to take now, Danny G, as the super producer? Otherwise, I'm going to say, please hit us up at Covino and Rich on X and Instagram.
Honestly, I was only able to get names and cities because there has been about 100 calls since you started the topic.
Want to take it back on a Tuesday with a little crossfire rapid action?
Crossfire!
We get caught up in the crossfire!
That means bang, 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 in and out.
Yeah.
Let's just do this.
I say your name, you give me your answer, we move on. Let's see if you guys could learn quickly.
Let's do some crossfire.
John in San Diego. What's up, John?
What's up, fellas? Dan Patrick, ESPN, out.
I think Rich will agree with you on that one.
You know what? I agree with that. When Dan Patrick and some of those classics were out at ESPN SportsCenter, I love Gary Streisky, who's a young dude that works at ESPN. Other than him, I have no one tickles my ding-a-ling. Biff in Boston.
What up, Biff?
What's up? Cal Ripken voted to the All-Star game after he retired.
Ooh.
That's not true.
Was that
because A-Rod, remember, he played that? What are you talking about? That's not true at all.
Put him back.
What does he mean?
Hey,
what do you
Biff,
mean by that
explain
after
your,
he retired?
Explain yourself. Oh,
he's out. Michael in Virginia.
Two of them. Alistair Beck, not Jeopardy no more, and Bob Barker, not Price is Right.
Dude, great examples.
Those
Michael,
are great
Mike,
ones.
I just want to high-five you all the way in Virginia because you know what? Drew Carey is great, but no Bob Barker? Not the same. And you know what? We're seeing one right now. Pat Sajak retired. I believe Seacrest takes over this week.
Ooh.
So we're going to see only no more Trebek,
I hope
no more
Seacrest
Bob Barker.
Feathers his hair like Pat Sajak just to make the transition easier. I want him to have that parted down the middle 80s haircut.
Rich, I wanted to back up to on SportsCenter, Stuart Scott.
Yeah, the late great.
I miss watching him.
Yeah, the late great Stuart Scott and Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann. That was when I was like in high school and college, and that was before social media when you could just check a score. You waited to watch, and you loved their little gimmicks and catchphrases. That was when SportsCenter was at its prime.
Speaking of gimmicks, was there a wrestling guy for you, Rich, where you know what, after that, just wasn't the same.
I'll tell you what.
Because there was an era where you stopped.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Ever.
Call me a lame-o, but maybe I was just a big Hulkamaniac. But when Hulk Hogan left WWF and they were like, it's all about Bret the Hitman Hart. I'm like, the guy from Hart Foundation? I'm out. I discovered women and like I'm going to college now.
I was more of
now.
A Jim the Anvil Neidhart kind of guy anyway.
You know, and then I had a couple buddies that were like NWO and you know, had those shirts in college and stuff.
Yeah, we're breaking up the crossfire.
Brett, Florida.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, what's up, guys? I actually was just calling to say, what about like an entire league? Like, how you guys feel about the AAF, the original UFL partners, the USFL and the XFL?
Yeah, you know, Herschel Walker, Steve Young, some of those guys moved along to the NFL, right? And then that,
of course,
yeah, that was
Doug
sort of
Flutie,
it.
I miss the tropics in the ABA.
But I don't miss any of that. let's be honest. Do you miss any of that?
I don't. No, nothing you're saying I miss.
Thanks for the phone call, though.
Joe in Kentucky. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Wrap it up.
I say Bo and Duke Luke with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Wait a second. Bo and Duke Luke?
Bo and Luke Duke.
I don't
Duke Luke.
Them.
No, but you're right, though.
Thank you, buddy.
Someone already said that, which means it's time to move on.
Time to go.
But you know what, though? If you were a kid that liked Dukes of Hazzard, there was, we said it last hour, but that one season when they're like, where's Bo and Luke Duke? And it was Coy and Vance.
Yeah, lame. That's weak.
What?
So weak.
What?
Now, Rich, there's this guy that Rich talks about, and I know he's popular. I'm just not into him. Noah Kahan.
He has a, what are you talking about? You don't know him.
I don't know.
Yo, Iowa Sam, can you cue up?
I know of him.
Cue up Stick Season. Cue up the song with Post Malone.
I know he's popular.
He's got one song I like that's with Casey Musgraves.
I know he's popular. Coincidentally, my girlfriend's sister is into this dude. And when I was visiting recently, she was playing him. I'm like, who's that? Noah Kahan. Oh, he's a big star. So I've had conversations about this dude. I recognize the stuff. I'm just saying I don't know that much about him. I'm not that into him, but I know he's a big deal.
For the average Jack and Ninny like you, he has a song with Post Malone called Dial Drunk, which is a top hit. He has a song on his own called Stick Season, and he has a country crossover with Casey Musgrave. So he's got like three big songs. And we bring him up because he throws out the first pitch. My wife sent me this because she's a fan of him,
but you
too.
Know what? He throws the first pitch exactly the way I imagined he'd throw the
you know
first
what? I'm
pitch.
Not going to lie.
That's why I don't like his music.
I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry. You think these rock guys...
This guy oozes weenus.
Why? Because he's like a pop rock singer songwriter?
I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make a point. There's a reason I don't like his music. Something weenie about it. And he throws like a weenie. Sorry.
You think I Serge Tankian from System of a Down is throwing breaking balls?
Respectfully. I say that respectfully.
You think these guys in these hard rock bands you like, you think they're all the jock
athletes?
At least
they bring something hard. At least they bring hard music. His music's not for me. I've heard it. It's very like, clowns never laughed before. Beanstalks never grew.
I would say, do you have an old iPod? Hit me up with some Noah Kahan. He's scrolling through on the dial. Stick Season is a big song. People will be like, oh yeah, I know.
I'd rather listen to Shaka Khan than Noah Khan.
You'd rather watch old school wrestler Killer Khan.
I'd rather watch The Wrath of Khan with Ricardo Montalban. I'm sorry, was I lying? Did this guy sing Lemmy Winks on South Park?
I can turn it off. I was saying he's making my point, I guess.
That's one of his weenie songs.
Yeah, well, guess what? He throws exactly how the song sounds.
Well, he threw out a first pitch, and he did not make it to home plate. And he puts the glove over his face, and it's humiliating. And follow me here. We're not going to go over worst first pitches. This is not a Baba Booey 50 Cent conversation.
Fa-fa-fooey.
We were just talking before the show about I coach girls 6 and under. Within a year, half the girls on my team know how to throw a baseball or softball correctly. How were these people raised? When you see someone that can't throw a first pitch respectably,
I don't get it.
Who is your dad? Who is your mom? Who raised you?
Raised by wolves.
If I hit like Danny G., when I first met you.
Hold on. Take parents out of this.
No, I'm not.
Because I grew up with a lot of kids who had terrible parents, or maybe their parents weren't even around, but they grew up playing outside and they knew how to throw. Maybe they learned from throwing rocks at windows, but they knew how to throw.
I need an answer because when I first met Danny G, one of the first, besides his buttery voice and knowing that he's a good radio guy, when he's like, yo, man, and he threw me a tight spiral in the hallway, I'm like, yo, this guy knows how to throw a football. I'm fascinated by the random guy or lady.
Danny G's spiral is tighter than your sweatpants.
But why are you looking?
Wow.
Sweatpants season. Stop peeking.
Wow.
I'm fascinated because I wonder, and I want to know, I need an answer, and I'm not moving on until I get one. What were these people doing when they were younger? When you were playing tackle football, wiffle ball, kill the man with the ball, home run derby, 21, yeah. Horse. When you were playing...
Smear the blank.
Yeah, when you were playing all those childhood games as a kid...
Ones we can't say the name of anymore.
What were they doing that they can't throw out a first pitch?
Obsessed with the ukulele, whatever that dude's playing.
Yeah, but I liked music. I was in band.
Same. I played trumpet. I played drums. I still play guitar. You should have seen me on the recorder back in the day.
Dude, you should have saw me. I was like Kenny G. I played the saxophone.
I bet you did.
We had so many different interests as kids. And one thing I noticed with me and my wife's kids right now, they're like one or two things, and they obsess on it. And I see that a lot with this generation.
And you know what?
Didn't we obsess with Nintendo and everything else?
No. We did, but we spent just as much time outside.
Danny's onto something, Covino, because you're seeing it, and in baseball, it's prominent where if a kid's good at baseball, they'll be like, give up other sports.
Yes.
If you're a pitcher, stop hitting even.
Yeah.
So you're getting a less well-rounded person.
You're getting specialized kids where it's like, yo, Johnny's a dominant lacrosse player, but he can't throw a baseball. You know, the little Dominic could play the guitar like he's John Mayer or Slash, but he can't throw
maybe
a baseball.
That's generational, and you have to weigh out, well, what's better, right? Because all of us were good at things, but not great at anything. This guy's a great singer-songwriter, and then you see great basketball players that can't throw a baseball.
Yeah, and you actually saw this in some of the produced packages during the NFL draft. There were a couple of guys who got picked who also could play basketball. They're like, and they were good at basketball.
Well, you see Puka Nacua playing hoops? Puka Nacua.
He can hoop.
Not only could that guy catch for 1,000-plus yards, he's got a shot, and I do wonder.
He got some handle, too.
And I get it. You're going to be like, well, Rich, the obvious answer is kids that weren't into sports who may have been like the nerdy kid, if they're into like arts and that type of stuff, they didn't care about sports. But I just feel like my daughter, who is 6, and I only bring this up because I've had limited experience coaching little kids. I'm in year 2 of being a softball dad.
Throwing to me seems to be like such a basic skill. Like it's like you never like, skipped the rock.
Danny, within like within 4 months, the little girls that stepped at the wrong foot and everything, I corrected it within 3 to 4 months where every girl on my team at least could pick up a ball.
And Rich is talking 6 year old.
I'm talking 6 year old girls. If I could teach 6 year old girls how to throw a softball in 4 months,
well,
how do grown men not know how to throw enough?
Why don't you hit him up?
And our 13-year-old daughter, she does not like, I try to get her into softball. She just won't play. She does jiu-jitsu. She loves it. But I still took her outside and still took her to the park and taught her how to throw the ball.
Right. All right. So the lesson is here. If you're a parent and your kids love sports, hate sports, if they're in the music, theater, listen, I was the kid that was going from the sports field to the auditorium because I was in the school plays.
Rich, when he played baseball, he didn't wear his baseball uniform. He wore his little marching band hat.
I did it all. And I was proud of it. I'll tell you what. I feel like...
the first Bo Jackson of arts.
Let me tell you.
He was the Grand Marshal of the lame parade.
Nothing bothered... I certainly was. But when someone told me, choose the school play or sports, I'm like, how about no?
You know that kid from Ohio State that... goes all the way backwards. You ever see that kid? The marching band
guy? He
tilts
backwards?
He tells it. Yeah. Rich used to do that in his hometown.
I taught him that.
Yeah.
No, so my point is, if you're a parent, whatever your kid's into, arts, music, sports, nurture it. Encourage your kids.
That's a given.
But your kid should know a little of everything. Teach your kid music.
How about this?
Teach your kid sports. No kid.
You're going to throw a pitch in front of 55,000 people. I mean, I'm stating the obvious. Like, you don't practice a little bit, and I'm sure he did. But, again, it happens. But some people roll with it. This guy was mortified. I'm glad that he cared, at least, because he did say he wishes he could
have
do
done
that
again.
Over, right? So, Noah Kahan. Hey, it doesn't matter. He's great at singing and writing songs, and people love him. He has his audience.
Yeah.
Pose the question.
The guy's got the billions of downloads and hits with Casey Musgraves, Post Malone, and On His Own. He's doing just fine.
If you could figure out how to do that, you can't figure out how to pitch?
I think that's part of my confusion, because how could you be so good at something and not be reasonably decent at something else? Like, if this guy could make platinum songs, how could he not do that? All right, we got breaking news. Dan Beyer, what's going on?
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Guys, last time it was the NBA. This time it's Major League Baseball. Angels outfielder Mike Trout is going to be out indefinitely as he is going to need surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his knee. Trout's hit 10 home runs on the season right now for the Halos, who are currently 11-18 and 5 games back of first place, losers of 8 of their last 10. And it gets a lot worse. Mike Trout out indefinitely with a torn meniscus in his knee that will require surgery, according to GM Perry Manassian.
That sucks.
Man, when one of the faces of any sport goes down, meniscus, huh?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not a surgeon. I don't know if you know that, Dan Beyer. I'm not a surgeon. But
what?
Meniscus.
Hold on a sec.
Isn't meniscus at least something like...
have an MD, though. A massive dome.
I feel like my dad tore his meniscus playing tennis and like was walking around again. It's not like...
I'm not a doctor either. This is my understanding. You could come back a lot sooner if you just remove it, but your career will not be as long. If you repair it, you will likely have a longer time in the immediate future, but you could prolong your career. That was always it's a basketball injury. It's, I don't want to say it's a common one, but we've seen it a lot in the NBA. That's just the question. And that's why it's not said here, but that there's no timetable for how long, but that it would require surgery. It's just, what do you do with that surgery?
Well, again, for the average fella, if you tear a meniscus, it's like a quality of life thing. It's like, well, can you deal with the pain? Well, if not, get a surgery. Otherwise, you deal with it. Guys like him, they have to make that decision right then and there.
If Google would never lie to me, but the initial answer I'm getting is most meniscus repairs require 2 to 4 weeks on crutches and then a knee brace for the first 6 weeks. So we're looking at...
What does Jeeves say? Why don't you ask Jeeves?
After the surgery, it says 8 weeks and then months of physical therapy.
Yeah, that
so
sucks,
all-star
dude.
Break is doesn't even seem... Mm-mm. Well, hey, wishing Mike Trout the best. That's a bummer.
Yeah, no, definitely.
All right. You know, back to wrap up this conversation about first pitches and my fascination with just not understanding how grown men and or women just...
Based on your recent experience with six-year-old little girls who you taught how to throw.
Yeah.
That's where the frustration comes even further.
Yeah, when you could teach a six-year-old or a five-year-old in a couple months to mechanically throw a ball the right way, how does a grown man throw out a bad first pitch? I don't get it. Steven, PA, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
I can tell you that by experience, I was at the basketball court with my granddaughters, and I played a lot of basketball when I was young. Good three-point shooter. I'm there with jeans on and go and take the first shot and don't even get close to the rim. You know, and I'm a good athlete. I mean, right. I actively surf in Hawaii, but I haven't shot a basketball in 5 years.
You know what? Maybe it's the moment and the surroundings, but I'm saying sometimes I just see their mechanics, and I'm like, they had no chance. Because I'll give you this. I'll say something embarrassing. When I was in college, they called my seat. Like, if you're in section 109, seat 15. I'm like, that's me.
Oh!
I got to shoot three-pointers at the Carrier Dome up in Syracuse, and it was like, each one I got in, I won $100. I got a couple, but I'll be honest with you. I had never shot a three-point shot with a glass backboard with a crowd, tens of thousands of people.
Whoa.
So my first one, I airballed. I was not used to the glass perception of people. And so I get it.
There
buddy.
Are Ooh. Nerves involved for sure.
But
that's
still,
not the point.
You still
though.
Can tell who can throw a ball
right.
and who can't.
Yeah, that's not true. A point.
Like
that's
50
true.
Cent, it wasn't nerves.
Some people no. just, yeah, they just, I don't know. All right.
Well, hey, if you want in on what we're doing next, you're going to love this. Shaq Diesel Trivia, 877-99 on Fox. You want in? You got to be in it to win it.
Swiggy,
let's do this.
Swiggy, Swiggy.
Swiggy's up for grabs. We'll do that. Shaq Diesel Trivia and some more Covino and Rich. Deep thoughts and fun next, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now you put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. TireRack.com has tires that elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventures. Ooh. Go to TireRack.com to get started.
Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide. Get that personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. You're going to choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They are shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. That's where they bring the tires to you at home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that.
Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, Noah Kahan, huh? He's the guy we were talking about a little while ago.
Can't throw out a first pitch, but he's got some good songs. I like the one with Post Malone, Dial Drunk.
That's hey, he's making one. Hits, right? I wish yeah. I could do that, and I can't. So props to him either way. Just our observation. How can he be so great, whether it be at another sport or an instrument, but you can't throw a baseball?
Come on.
It's just befuddling to us. That's all.
Baseball.
Baseball.
But again, he's great at something. We're all kind of good, barely, at other things.
Yeah.
So we're Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find a location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. Again, live from the TireRack.com studio.
And you know what it's time for? Shaq Diesel Trivia.
Let's go!
Shaq.
Whenever we say not to name drop, that means we're about to name drop.
I'll name drop.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only are CNR friends with Tyson and Mahomes.
Hey, man.
They're also buddies with the Big Aristotle.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Shaq Daddy, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle. Guess what? It's time to win some CNR prizes.
Time for some basketball trivia.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
What he said.
I used to break bad boys, now I'm breaking records for FSR Radio.
Shaq Diesel, basketball trivia.
Yeah, security walking him into the main studio.
Hey, Shaq.
Big Shaq Fu, you're the only one I've seen who's had to duck his head to get in that doorway there.
Yo, what's up? Hey, what's up, Dan G? Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Fox Sports Radio. Shaq Diesel.
How you liking the playoffs so far?
I'm loving the playoffs. Changed up the guard. You know, old heads out, new heads in. I'm excited about it. But I'd be banging if I played 40 points a game. 40 points a game.
Now, you play today, Shaq? You think you could handle the Joker or what?
I do first pitch. I could dance. I could sing.
You could do it all.
Yeah.
I could dance with the Jabberwockies. I do everything.
All right. Let's meet the contestants. 22-time winner, Rich Davis.
Yeah.
16-time champion, Dan Beyer, to my right.
Oh, what up, Dan?
And 9-time winner now, Spotty Boy.
I think we're going to go for 3 in a row.
Wow. Would be quite an accomplishment.
You guys are slacking.
All right. Byer, I'm going to use you for this. We're looking for our studio line contestant to win a CNR Swiggy, hopefully. Would you love to travel to Tehachapi, California? Beautiful homes on the cliffs there.
What would you
call me? Idaho, Montana, or Texas?
Texas.
All right. Yeah. That's Jerome. Jerome, what part of Texas are you in?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Jay. You got us?
Yeah, I got you.
What part of Texas?
I'm on the road right now. I'm a truck driver, so I'm in Arkansas right now.
Cool. What are you hauling?
A trailer.
Can you blow your horn? Can you pull the honk? Can you do honk honk?
Honk honk. All right, so, hey, Drove, you're in. Yes. Let's do this.
Honk honk.
Here are the rules.
Honk honk.
Here's the rules for Shaq
ding,
Diesel
ding.
Trivia.
I want
to hear the first contestant with two. Just scared the crap out of somebody in front of him. All right, the first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. Two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah. Shaq, was that a horn or your stomach?
No, belly.
Let's get it on.
All right, let's get this Shaq party started. All right, who is the only team to beat the Celtics at the Boston Garden during the 85-86 regular postseason? Oh, wow. Regular and postseason. Was it A, the Lakers, B, the Trailblazers, or C, the Sixers?
Jerome. 76ers.
76ers, he guessed. No. Sorry about that, Jerome.
Rich.
Rich for the steal.
I mean, just because of the rivalry, I would have went Sixers too, but since he was wrong, Lakers?
No.
Dak Nabbit, Rich.
Yeah,
I was going to say Trailblazers.
The Celtics and the Boston Garden at the Boston Garden during the 85-86 regular postseason. Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Blazers won on December 6th, 85. Boston's total home record was an insane 50-1.
I think there should be a rule. If you get it wrong with two answers left, you are not eligible to answer the next
question.
It's 50-50,
sure,
right?
No, I get to kick you.
Then you can't answer the next one.
Shaq gets to kick you.
I get to hit you with my shoe.
We'll take that in front of the rules committee next offseason.
Size 16.
All right, round two. Nobody gets that one.
Round two. Which player has the most career blocks in the finals? A, Hakeem Olajuwon, B, Tim Duncan, or C, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Jerome. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes!
Woo! Captain.
Tall guy.
Captain has an amazing number. He has 116 blocks.
He just stood there. He didn't even have to lift his arm.
Wow.
116. That's crazy. All right. Jerome is on the board as we move to round three.
When I was little. I was never really little, but when I was a little kid.
When you were young.
I used to wear extra large diapers.
Oh.
I used to play with my stepfather's cool colored ABA basketball. When did the ABA and NBA merge? A, 1980. B, 1978. Or C, 1976.
Dan.
Buyer.
76.
Yes.
There he is.
Gets on the board.
August 1976.
Yes, that's right. August of 76.
Ooh, can we name an ABA team that didn't make the cut?
I don't know. Can you?
Kentucky Colonels, right?
I feel like there was one they highlighted on Winning Time a bunch.
The Tropics.
Continue, right. Shaq.
Buyer and Jerome both on the board as we moved to round four.
What was the most points ever scored by the legend Michael Jordan in one game? A, 65, B, 69, or C, 72?
Dan.
Buyer for the win.
69.
Yes!
Oh, D.B.! Oh,
that's W!
69!
Funny story about that one. Stacey King. After the game, said he'll never forget the night he and Michael Jordan combined for 70.
That's awesome.
That's against the Cavs in 1990.
Good knowledge there. Beyer gets another W on his record. That's 17 for Beyer now.
And thank you, Jerome.
Jerome in Texas driving that big rig. We thank you for listening.
Hey, enjoy the games tonight. Let me tell you, Knicks are going to win. Magic. And I'm going Pacers tonight.
All right.
Thank you.
From the horse's mouth.
Later, guys.
Later, buddy.
Thank you, Shaq. We'll see you next week.
Later, guys.
We have all the stars on this show.
He's gigantic, that guy.
He's enormous.
And I wasn't trying to penalize Rich. What I was saying was it gives you more of a, do I want to take the 50-50 with the risk of maybe if I don't know the answer or because it would take me out of that was the whole dilemma.
No, I agreed, which is why I didn't answer the next question. I think it's fair. If you're going to take a shot at the 50-50 and you get it wrong, you should not be able to answer the next question.
Is that why Shaq was holding his shoe on his way out?
Yeah.
You get it wrong, hit you with it.
Man. Thank you, Shaq.
Yeah, thank you, Wack Diesel. Every Tuesday, giving away prizes.
Let's go to Dan Beyer for an update. The big winner. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. I'm sure we'll be hearing about it throughout the night. Mike Trout just speaking. Got emotional when talking with reporters that he's going to need knee surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee out indefinitely. Angels GM Perry Manassian says that the injury is not believed to be a season ender. But again, Trout, who is tied for first for the most home runs in the entire big league so far this season with 10, now going to be out indefinitely for an Angels team that has lost 8 of their last 10. Earlier today, the Cardinals scored twice in the top of the ninth to beat the Tigers 2-1. It's game one of a doubleheader. Astros option first baseman Jose Abreu to their minor league complex in Florida. It appears Joel Embiid's going to play tonight. Showed up at the arena. The Sixers center missed shoot around this morning because of a migraine. Sixers and Knicks, 7 o'clock Eastern. Knicks up 3-1 in the series. They won't have Bojan Bogdanovic, who's out for the rest of the season. He'll need foot surgery. Magic and Cavs, 8 Eastern, Pacers and Bucks, 9:30 Eastern time. Pacers can close that out with a win. They're up 3-1. Milwaukee likely without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Giannis has a calf injury that is now very similar to the injury that Kristaps Porzingis has for the Boston Celtics. Celtics calling it a calf strain. He's going to miss game 5, and reports say he'll miss several games in this postseason because of the injury. Heat without Jaime Jaquez Jr. for tomorrow's game 5 because of a hip injury, and the Clippers have already ruled out Kawhi Leonard for tomorrow's game against the Mavericks. Champions League semis first leg, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid played to a 2-2 draw. And guys, TV ratings for the NFL draft in Sports Business Journal says for the 3-day event, they were down 3% from a year ago. First round viewership on Thursday, though, was the highest since 2021. Back to you guys.
You know why? Because there was 275,000 people there, so they weren't watching on TV.
But also,
I find it hard to believe.
Keep in mind, though, 6 quarterbacks went in the first round, so all the pizzazz,
that's it.
A lot of offensive players, you know, and keep in mind, more offensive players than ever. Then all of a sudden, then second round or so, defense started coming in. So
because it didn't seem like it lost any flair this year. I mean, it just seemed like a magnificent, massive event.
Let me pose a question to you.
Yeah,
and you could think about it, and maybe we could wrap the show with it today.
Okay. I don't want to overpromise because we did promise something.
What did we
such promise? Such a pea brain. You know, Shaq was right about you. I heard him. He's like, that guy. On his way out, that guy's a fool.
Oh, your Ozempic hypothetical?
Yes.
Save that for tomorrow.
Sure.
Save it for tomorrow.
It's not a hypothetical. It's a story.
No, but I think it's also a more lengthy conversation. I don't want to rush it.
This is quick.
Ezekiel Elliott. Going to be doing stint 2 with the Cowboys, a la Herschel Walker, who, you know, we all know the famous trade to Minnesota, came back, played behind Emmitt Smith for 1 year, primarily as a kick returner, right? When was the last time you remember the second time being any good for a player on a team? Like, reunited! And to me, it's so far and few between where the reunion is nice. And a lot of times it's nice because they get to say farewell to the fans a la Pujols or Ichiro or someone like that. But when was the last time a guy came back to his OG team and was actually productive? Productive, Covino, is the key word there.
That's a tough one because they always do it.
I feel like there was a Yankee that came back and hit a bomb. Did Tino?
Bamtino, man.
Yeah, Bamtino came back and hit some bombs and went on a nice little run.
It's funny you said that because look what I was searching.
Bamtino.
The Bamtino Martinez.
Anyone come to mind for you, DB?
But again, well, Tino was a Mariner, but he won with the Yankees. I associate him with the Yankees, came back to the Yankees and played well.
You're talking end of career, correct?
Yeah,
because LeBron's return, I think, would be the...
Bingo. That's the one.
Bingo.
He might be the one, Dan Beyer, that it could be beginning, middle, or end. I mean, Zeke's not that old.
Sure.
I mean, so I think the fact that LeBron came back to Cleveland, won a championship, I don't know if anyone's ever been on a team, was the star of that team, left, came back, and their second stint was really productive that much at all.
It was a good one, yeah. Usually, like you said, it's a farewell.
As you always say, it's like
Griffey,
a relationship.
Junior,
it's like imagine you ever break up with a girl, date her again years later, and you always say it's the pet cemetery version of that girl.
Like, I don't say that. A lot of books have said that.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
when
I would research books on how to get her back, they would always say,
she'll never be the same.
You can get her back, but it's going to be a shell of the original version. It'll never be the same one. They'll be the same way.
So if you have a thought about this or an example, LeBron James is clearly, thank you, DB, number one answer on the board. What player was a star on a team? Stars. Baseball, football, basketball. You know, the four majors, hot dog eating. Hockey, you could throw in there. When has a guy been the dominant star, left the team, came back, and was even productive? We'll take your feedback next, live from the TireRack.com studio. Now, for centuries, the bond between horse and human has been forged by trust and hands-on care. Now, the sport of thoroughbred racing is combining those traditions with cutting-edge tech and meaningful reforms, raising its safety standards to the highest levels.
Highest levels! New investment in wearable biometric devices that measure subtle changes in a horse's stride and the use of advanced imaging technologies help flag potential problems for early intervention by expert veterinarians, reducing injury risk. Scientific experts test, measure, and analyze racing surfaces to ensure consistency.
And the sport's new independent regulator, the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, they're implementing comprehensive reforms, including state-of-the-art testing, monitoring, and strict enforcement, along with new uniform safety standards, enhanced veterinary protocols, and other measures to ensure the safest environment possible for racing.
Meaningful reforms, the latest technology, higher standards. Every day, the sports equine athletes are surrounded by an ecosystem of care and commitment. That's what I said.
Equine, I like that.
Yeah, you like that? And a commitment to do more to protect both horse and rider. So that's win or lose, it's safety that runs first. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever, and the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Covino and Rich, and we're live. NatalyaRack.com studios. Thoroughbred racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Now, quick reminder on Mañana's show tomorrow. Of course, we're talking about all the games tonight. Sixers, Knicks, Magic, Cavs, Pacers, Bucks. Yankees
Magic
are playing the
Cavs. Must be a leg day.
Yankees. My Yanks, I'm excited, are playing the Orioles now as we speak. So we'll talk a little baseball and Ozempic on tomorrow's show. Yeah. But remember, if we do run out of time, we have a bonus podcast called Overpromised, and it airs on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. So we do one or two a week. Definitely catch that. You can watch what you hear. Overpromised on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. But tomorrow we also do Midweek Major. The biggest stories in the world of sports and pop culture. Are they mid? Are they weak? Are they major? That's on Wednesday's spectacular Covino and Rich show.
I'm watching behind you the Yankees Orioles.
Yeah.
Battle for the AL East. I know it's April. Giancarlo Stanton just walked. He is noticeably trim, huh?
Yeah.
Right, if you haven't watched any Yankees games, I know we're in the middle of NBA playoffs.
I mean, that was the story leading into the season.
The NFL draft has taken up a lot of our mental energy. If you haven't, watched any highlights, Giancarlo said he was trimming down. I saw him get up to his at-bat, and my first thought was...
Your first thought was, he must work out.
Is that Giancarlo?
Yeah. Look at the S on that. And by the way, Rizzo hit his 300th yesterday.
And he just hit into a double play.
Yeah, he
right
sure did. All right. So what was your question? We got phone calls.
We'll get to the phone calls. I want to just ask you, we'll finish this, and I'll ask you one last
I'd
doozy.
Say when you're thinking of the best returns, right? Dude, I had these curtains for like 5 years, and I took them back to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Stop it.
I got full on credit. Jeez. And by the way, Costco and Home Depot take a lot of stuff back, too.
Costco is kind of catching on to it.
Yo, for real. You can take anything back.
My buddy does the biggest dirtbag move, and I'll call him out. My buddy Chris, every year, get this.
Oh, Dirtbag Chris, right?
Yeah, buddy Dirtbag Chris.
I know Dirtbag Chris.
He doesn't want to have to pack up his Christmas lights. So every year he returns Christmas lights.
All tangled.
And then the next year he'll just go buy new boxes of Christmas lights.
Yeah, that's a trash move.
It's a trash move.
Ah, that's trash.
Oh, trash
trashy
move.
Smart. It's trashy but smart.
Yeah.
Rich, I was thinking one of the best football returns, and this is one of my favorite.
Oh, Devin Hester?
I watched Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Returned to his original team. Charles Woodson, throw up the O.
Yeah.
Left Oakland after his first 8 seasons dominating there. He won the Super Bowl with Green Bay, went back to Oakland. His final season, he made the Pro Bowl. He had like 5 interceptions, 4 fumble recoveries. He was balling to the very end.
It's a great answer, honestly. Because
remember, Rich was saying every time someone goes back to their team, it's usually like for the farewell, for the courtesy of the fans.
Yeah, like,
it's rarely that they're productive and they win again.
Did you see Griffey's back with the Mariners?
Griffey hit 19 and his second to last year with the Mariners again, and then
19?
Zero the last year.
Like I said, Pujols.
The Bamtino hit 17 back with the Yankees.
Pujols had a great moment. Remember the home run derby where he actually went way far in the base in the All-Star home run derby as a Cardinal his last year?
Yeah.
Not bad. Let's go to Curtis in SoCal. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, first time caller.
Thank you, man.
Guys, have an awesome show. Thank you.
Thank you, man. What comes to mind for you? Who went back to their original team and actually was productive?
All right. So I'm a Birds fan, Eagles.
Nice.
So they selected him in 2012. He came back and won the Super Bowl for us with the help of Carson Wentz, of course. My boy Nick Foles, I would say his nickname, but I don't want to get dropped on the call. So.
he has one of the best nicknames. That's a great example. Foles jumped around, but you forgot. Yeah, went back to where he came from.
How about the Hulkster? Can we bring him up again into this conversation?
Brother.
He left and came back.
You know, who has come back and been productive? It's a short list. Larry in Indiana. What's up, man?
Yo, so my thought was Mark Jackson. Started with the Knicks, but played a bunch of seasons in Indiana. Got traded to Denver for a season, led the league in assists, came back and took us to the finals.
You know what? It's a great answer. That's a really good answer. And we bring it up because Ezekiel Elliott signed that 1-year, $3 million deal with some incentives for the Cowboys, and you could only hope for his sake, and
Yeah, is he still hungry?
Is he still eating?
He's still eating. So what's going on with that? Wish him the best.
Imagine if it's
rare that people are that productive.
Imagine if Zeke puts up like even an 800,000 yard season, you'd be like, "Yo, productive," because he did jack diddly do last year.
Jack Diddley Doo was in my homeroom.
Stop it.
He was.
Are you hungry?
Stop it.
How we do it, Diddley Doo, Covino.
Yeah.
We're all in the same homeroom.
Perfect. We'll see you guys tomorrow. More bad jokes and fun. And hey, at Covino and Rich. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land. Bye.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.